would you call it? It's kind of been ranging. It's just been kind of turned into poop chat in general. We were talking about workplace poopers, like people who are out of the closet poopers who, you know, go smell up the place with no regard to anybody else's noses, I guess is what you would say. Uh-huh. Don't you think if you leave markings after you go, you need to clean them up?
Or flush earlier?
Well, flushing earlier is not necessarily going to help.
Well,
because if it scoots down there like a Crayola,
it's just sitting against the edge of the bowl, it's going to leave a mark unless you get it out of there. Flush.
Well, if it scrapes down the side of it as it falls, though.
God. Maybe you should go more often if that's the problem, if it's that long.
Crayola style. I don't. No, you're not supposed to go a whole bunch. You're not.
Okay.
Women only go once a week. Did you know that?
Who told you that?
They don't go that often. Most.
Okay.
I'll say most, not all. I don't want to generalize, but most do. Stooks in the morning.
Yes, hello. I heard you talking this morning about the bowel movements.
Yes.
And I think what would help is if you educated your listeners and told them what they needed to do.
Ooh, give me an example.
Well, we many years ago, Harold had a problem, and they had just came out with the Velveeta brand cheese on the market. You know?
Yeah, Velveeta, that's good. Mac and cheese, you can make some good queso dip with it. Yeah, I'm a fan of Velveeta.
Velveeta had just come out. And it was very good, and Harold really liked it. And he would sit there eating the block of cheese, and then he would have to go up, and he would have to go and perform the General Lee squeeze, and he was doing this multiple at a time.
What? Yeah.
And we found out that they cannot do dairy.
Oh, yeah, lactose intolerance, right?
Yeah, and so whenever he would eat a block of cheese, he would have to go and drop trowel and take care of the dirty. Right, Harold? Is that right? Did you go poopy or not?
When I pooped, it was like Niagara Falls times 102.
Wow.
That's pretty sick.
And so I would tell Harold, what is going on? And where are you going with the Velveeta? And he would say, I got to go to the bathroom. And he would go in there, and he would be one hand on toilet paper roll and one hand with the foil wrapped around the cheese like a banana eating a block of Velveeta cheese. And so I had to tell Harold, that cheese is going right through you. And so now, isn't that right, Harold? Haven't you learned your lesson on eating a block of Velveeta cheese like it's a banana?
I don't know why you're telling these people all of these measures. It's not important.
Okay. Well, what about the actual act? I think that was the main thing we were talking about this morning was, you know, the etiquette for leaving stuff behind for people.
Oh, yeah. So when Harold was liking his Velveeta blocks, it would smell. It smelled like a rotten Winston Churchill in there.
Oh.